January 21st, Thursday. What is the secret to success today? You must see that today is absolutely connected to the future. God's covenant is contained within today. God's great future lays within today. One person with the covenant. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings, the children of Israel. Most people are trapped inside scars. At the same time, they're enveloped in spiritual problems that they don't even know about. In the future, spiritual problems will become even worse. The answer to these spiritual problems never changes because people are spiritual beings. In order to save the age and this world filled with spiritual problems, what covenant must you hold on to? Number one, one person who holds on to the gospel and the future. Regardless of science, the earth is full of spiritual problems, and as a result, disasters are imminent. The Word of God contains a covenant that you must absolutely hold on to. The word Christ or the Anointed One combines the meaning of the King who overcomes Satan, the priest who blocks disasters, and the prophet who proclaims the way to become a child of God. One person who held on to the covenant of Christ changed the age, and that person who received the covenant fulfilled world evangelization. This is the history of the Bible. Number two, the identity of those who hold on to the gospel. Because you possess God's future, your very existence as someone who possesses the blessing of the summit, who will deliver the mission and path of an entire life, is a blessing. Undoubtedly, God has an amazing reason for your life. You must know and enjoy the fact that your very existence is that of a royal priest whose purpose is to shine the light. If you possess the gospel, which is the unique answer to spiritual problems, then you'll see people who must receive the gospel. You just need to call them quietly and give them the answer. Disciples are hidden among those who have spiritual problems. When you meet these people, a great change that connects with world evangelization will begin. Dear God, as a person who has been called as the light, help me to save my field and the world through the gospel I possess. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.